在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
The Taj Mahal, Epitaph of Love.
The love story behind the Taj Mahal is a tragic one. What you actually see here is a mausoleum, an extravagant tomb built in the 17th century by Emperor Shah Jahan.In memory of his beloved wife, Mumtaz. They had been married for 19 years when Mumtaz died in childbirth. The heartbroken emperor resolved to immortalize her memory by creating the finest monument ever seen, the Taj Mahal.
How deep was Shah Jahan's love for Mumtaz Mahal can be seen from the reactions the tragedy provoked.His beard began to turn white, and he never quite appeared the same thereafter.
It was custom for the emperor to build a mausoleum to ensure his own body's journey to heaven. But Shah's love for his wife was such that instead he built it for her. Construction of the Taj Mahal began in the same year as Mumtaz's death. It took a fleet of 1,000 elephants and a workforce of over 20,000.To complete this majestic structure.
Taj Mahal was a mammoth project of Shah Jahan's reign. It was a project which required planning till the very last detail. It was something which was completed in 11 years, which is rather amazingly short for a monument of this kind.
The Taj Mahal itself forms the centerpiece of a 42-acre complex. The cost?5 million rupees. That's a staggering $104 million in today's money. But then, perfection comes at a price. And today the Taj does look as perfect as it did 500 years ago. What most people don't get to see is the manpower that goes into its upkeep. The secret to its splendor is all down to traditional methods of marble inlaying, cleaning,and gardening, which have been passed down through generations of local people. Our cameras were allowed exclusive access inside the Taj Mahal, normally off limits to visitors. Here you can see where the body of Mumtaz was laid to rest, her tomb covered in 43 different types of gem. The emperor was determined that everything about the Taj Mahal should be symmetrical. Ironically, though, when he died in 1666,His son decided to bury Shah next to his wife. That was never meant to happen.
The only symmetrical flaw in the whole building is the placement of the emperor's tomb, because it's not in the center.
To rub even more salt into the wound, the emperor had had to spend the last 8 years of his life imprisoned in a fort on the Jumana River. All he could see from his cell window, his finest achievement, the Taj Mahal.If you're traveling in India, seeing it for real and up close is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.